T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, indeedy. Here we go, getting underway with the 5 o'clock follies. It is, of course, the most heavily commuted, not to mention most heavily congested hour of the program, starring yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South, the president of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. So the president's going to sign the new bill. It's passed the Senate already. We'll go to the House later this evening. Then we'll go to the president's desk for his signature. And he's going to sign it. And then he's going to turn around and use his emergency presidential powers to go ahead and get the rest of the money that he needs for the border wall. Just how bad is this bipartisan bill that Pelosi and Schumer had their mitts in, along with the uniparty representatives from the GOP? Well, there's $1.35 billion for the border wall. Inside the same bill is $5.3 billion for border security fencing for Jordan, the Ukraine, and Israel. So they get nearly five times as much as America gets. Yeah, that's their idea. That's the progressive socialist Marxist idea of a bipartisan agreement. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Special Valentine's Day bumpers coming along all day long today. And we kind of felt like, you know, Valentine's Day kind of gets a soft sell. You know, it's touchy-feely, it's romantic, it's flowers, it's candlelit dinners, when actually Valentine's Day really needs to be charged up and exciting. As if it were, say, a drag race.
This is a Valentine's Day alert.
Here we go.
Thursday. St. Valentine's Day. With high-powered, estrogen-driven, testosterone-fueled, romancing and dating love.
That's right.
Get ready for the overpriced flowers. The chocolates. The mushy greeting cards. The overbooked restaurants and more. It's the essential, mandatory, Hallmark manipulated holiday of the year. Don't miss the pressure, the guilt, the expectations, and the jewelry store commercials. Thursday. St. Valentine's Day. You better be there.
What? So that's our treatment of Val. And by the way, thanks to my baby doll, Brenda, for a beautiful Valentine's Day card today. To the phones we go. Without further ado, Richie leads off this hour. He's in Spartanburg. Hi, Richie, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was just wanting to know, what in the world does our children have to learn from some mentally confused person that wants to read them stories? Absolutely nothing.
And of course, we know that's not the true agenda anyway. They just want to get as much media coverage as they can to promote their agenda. And they figured this is a good way to go about it, because they're looking at it from the standpoint of, well, we're getting a bunch of bad publicity, but we're getting publicity.
Well, Bob, I mean, I don't know. I know I hear about this civil war happening in America. If it doesn't happen, I'd be surprised. I mean, it just, you know, when I was younger, it was right was right and wrong was wrong. But now it's wrong is right and right is wrong. So it
didn't
just,
it's
real confusing.
Didn't it say something in the book about that?
I know. Yeah. It does say that.
Yeah, and now we find ourselves living in it. And it's not really a civil war. It is a uncivil war because it's a culture war.
Absolutely. It's a culture war.
Yep.
So
and needs to be fought on all fronts.
You got that right. But your show rocks, Bub, and I try to listen to you every day, and you and Money, Penny, and Annie are the best.
Appreciate it very much, Richie. Thank you for the kind words. Good of you to be here today. Robin is next in Greenville. Hi, Robin, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hi, Bobby. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Right back at you.
All right. I got as many things as I could say about this drag queen story hour.
Right.
I'm a resident of the Five Forks area. I could throw rocks at the library.
Oh, boy. You're going to have a great weekend, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. And I plan on being there in full opposing and silent protest, I guess, or peaceful protest. Here's my thought. Chris, in the 4:30 news hour, laid out the rules that apply to those that are attending.
Yes.
One of those caught my attention as to we are not allowed to wear face masks or anything intended to hide our identity.
Correct.
Why are they able to show up in wigs and eyelashes and lipstick and every other thing that they're going to show up in to hide their identity?
That's a fair question. You know, I had not considered it from that perspective, Robin, but it's a fair question. And in point of fact, I think the reason that was included in the guidelines for this event is because this thing has taken off on social media, and the local law enforcement authorities also, I understand, have gotten word that perhaps some of the groups that like to disguise their identity, like activist groups that have gotten into fights in places like Portland, Oregon, and other spots that cover their identity with a mask. Some of those people, they're afraid, may show up with the intent of trying to cause trouble, maybe start fights or what have you. And so that's why they have put that suggestion in there, and it's also why we would encourage everybody who wants to protest this event to do so peacefully and remain calm, because there may be agitators there who want to do nothing but make people look bad by creating an event.
And I get all that, and I have discussed this in depth with many. So my side versus their side, your side, Greenville's side, the organizer's side.
Right.
But rules are rules. And that's the one thing, regardless, it's our tax money, it's my backyard, this is Greenville, South Carolina, but all of those other arguments aside, rules are rules. If I show up there, why do I have to follow the rules, but the people that are putting this on don't?
Yeah.
Because they are going to be in full drag, which totally marks their identity.
Yeah, and you touched on the primary part of my objection to this. Look, if this group wants to stage this kind of event, then to my mind, it should be handled in the same way it was handled in Charlotte, Mecklenburg County by the library system up there. They told these people, no, we don't think that's an appropriate use of a taxpayer-funded venue. So they took it and put it in a mall somewhere. That's fine. You want to do what you can to publicize your agenda? Great. It's a free country. You have free speech rights. Go ahead and do that. But when you're using a taxpayer-funded facility to do it, that's something else entirely.
Yep. Well, that's my thoughts. Thank you for my call. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
My pleasure, Robin. Thank you. I hope you have a terrific Valentine's Day, too. And I hope that that your weekend is as uneventful as we can hope it can be.
Oh, I think Sunday there's going to be some excitement around here. I can literally walk to the library, so I'm not worried about parking or the traffic.
Right. But. Well, just be cautious out there, because there may be individuals there who are intent on causing trouble.
I understand. Thank you for the warning.
You bet. Thank you, Robin. I appreciate the call. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Quick break here, and then right back with more of your phone calls here on the Thursday edition, Valentine's Day edition, on WORD. a man and a woman. Theme song from that movie in the background. Although it may be superseded by events here in the 21st century. Holy cow. 521 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line. Bob, it's real simple. You got a bunch of people together. You go to the library early. You fill up the parking lot, and you fill up the street leading to the parking lot, and there's no place else to go. Bobby, my mother is a former senior manager of the library system of a major city. I asked her the best way for the citizens of Greenville to protest this drag queen event. Her answer was short and direct. Threaten their funding, period. Hold Greenville County politicians responsible and make them deal with this. Best regards, Robert. Thank you. Bobby, drag queens pay taxes too. Thank you. To the phones we go. Next up is Chris, who is in, whoops, sorry, just bumped the microphone there. Chris, who is in Pelzer. Hi, Chris. Happy Valentine's Day and welcome to the show.
Happy Valentine's to you and yours, and hope you're having a great day.
Yes, sir.
I was calling this wall, this whole thing. I don't like this. Whatever they've come to. There's too many potholes, too many poison pills.
Yep.
It gives him some money. It doesn't even let him build his wall. He has to build old designed wall.
Correct.
And so my real question is if he goes this emergency route,
right,
and he gets it. With that money, can he build his wall, or does he have to stick to the agreement in this little agreement they got, or how is this going to work now?
Good question. Good question, Chris. And my understanding is one has nothing to do with the other. In other words, if he was to use an emergency action for wall construction, whether he took money from already existing DOD construction projects and reallocated that to the wall or whatever method he used, he would build the kind of wall that he wants.
Yeah, that's the wall I want, and I believe that's the wall that everybody that says they want the wall wants too. And I just, you know, like the previous caller said, you know, this Civil War talk that everyone talks, it doesn't get long before the talk stops and the action starts. And if it gets that dang ugly in this country, God help us all.
Yeah, and the event on Sunday is exactly the kind of thing where a fuse is waiting to be lit, and that is why I'm encouraging everyone there to try and remain calm. There's nothing wrong with protesting against this, but do it in a civil fashion. And if the other side tries to instigate some kind of situation. What is it the Brits say? Remain calm and carry on.
If the other side's involved, it's not going to be civil.
Yeah, I have that.
That's the problem.
I have that fear as well. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate the call. Jeff is next up. He is in Taylor's. Hi, Jeff, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bob. Happy Valentine to you and the crew up there.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that.
You know, before I get on my Trump thing, you know, if you would take your child to an event with the drag queens, it's no different than if you took an elementary school kid to a bar. You're just about as unfit to introduce them to alcohol as you would be with that kind of lifestyle. But
some might say, if you exposed a minor child to pornography.
That's exactly right. You know, they're just promoting the lifestyle, but. You know, I got to thinking about something. The Democrat leadership, you know, I didn't realize that Charles Schumer graduated from law school and went into Congress.
Yep.
So did Nancy Pelosi. They've never had a job. They've never done anything except for get a government check and an envelope under the table.
And Pelosi's dad.
Lives.
Well, Pelosi's dad before her. He was the mayor of Baltimore.
They don't have any idea. They want to call a man that said he doesn't know what he's doing. He's got skyscrapers, you know,
all over the world. Yeah.
And looked up at Trump Tower. You can't even see the top of it for the clouds. But he's got those in 38 different countries. And he's not the kind of boss that sits back and takes no from an answer from his employees. And that's what he's doing now. You know, this needs to be done. He's got a people that are obstructing him. for personal reasons. They get money under the table to do it, and he's not going to let them get by with it. And I say, go, Trump, go. So
absolutely. I appreciate the call, Jeff. Well, and he's doing it in the only feasible way possible. Pelosi and Schumer are never going to hand Donald Trump the hammer with which he will beat them over the head on the campaign trail between now and November of 2020. Because the president's signature promise last time around was he's going to build a wall. And if he gets it done, what a huge feather in his cap to campaign with. But obviously the Democrats don't want to see that happen. But there are, as I suggested, other ways to do this. One law allows the Secretary of Defense, after a national emergency declaration, to direct the Army's Civil Works Program to construct whatever structures needed for national defense and use a military budget to do it. Another lets the secretary direct other military services for construction projects. By that I mean, as an example, money could come out of the budget for building housing on military bases for service members. And granted, that's certainly needed, but that money could be deferred and used into the budget for the wall as well. Or the president could declare a state of immigration emergency. That hasn't been talked about, but that unlocks an immigration emergency fund generally supposed to be used to help states feed and house migrants and process their claims. But it's vaguely worded enough that an edgy interpretation could get funds for the wall. The issue there is that that fund only has about $20 million at the moment, which is not enough. But there's plenty of other monies out there. Ted Cruz has a piece of legislation on the floor in the Senate to use the money that we got from El Chapo, the Mexican cartel guy. 5:28 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Let's bring in Lore next. She is in Taylor's. Hi, Lore, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Bobby, and happy Valentine's Day to you and all.
Thank you.
And I heard the guy earlier calling, and so I grabbed my Bible. I want people to understand our Bible that goes back thousands of years. Isaiah wrote in around 700 B.C., and he wrote, "Woe to those," it's Isaiah 5, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Woe to those who are heroes at drinking wine and champions at mixing drinks, who acquit the guilty for a bribe but deny justice to the innocent." Do we know about innocent babies that are being denied justice? And this grieves me. I taught school for 20 years, mm-hmm. and to hear about these people doing this, and we've got to rise up. You know, we should have risen up in 73. There were many Christian politicians never thought that abortion would go through.
Right.
And to see where we are, it's because we have gone away from the Word of God. And it's, you know, I know I've shared with you that I went through a whole period of being an agnostic and then an atheist, and uh-huh. I thought I was too good for the Bible.
Uh-huh.
And I was just way sophisticated. How can you be so ignorant and so contrary? But my goodness, the Word of God is perfect. It's flawless. That's what another scripture says. And everything you need is in the Word of God, and then you move out from there to your own situations. But I thank you for dealing with this, and you've been a champion for pro-life, and I thank you for that.
Well, it's my pleasure, Laura. It's a little enough that I can do, and I appreciate the call. And it's interesting because that's exactly the passage in the book that I was referring to. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. More of your calls are coming right up here on the Valentine's Day edition of the Bobby Mack Show. In these times of turmoil, some relaxing, soothing, romantic melodies. Music like this, Moneypenny, you almost expect to hear Jim Nantz going, "Hello, friends," from Augusta National. Welcome back. 5:39 here on the Bobby Mack Show. It's 21 before 6 o'clock here on the Valentine's Day edition. I see on the front page of Drudge today in the wake of the president about to declare a national emergency to get the border wall. Pelosi, the headline says, Pelosi, next president could declare a gun emergency. Nancy, you want to kick the hornet's nest? Try that one and see what happens. Holy cow. To the phones we go because they're jammed up. JT is along. He is in Greenville. Hi, JT. Welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby Mack. Listen to you every day. You're doing great things here in Greenville. We appreciate your voice.
Thank you very much, sir, for the kind words.
So I'm a Republican, and I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm a little lost on this story time thing. Now, this story time is an optional thing for families to bring their children to.
That is correct.
It's not required. Yeah, meaning it's not required by anybody. So, and nobody's being forced to participate. So I guess I'm struggling trying to understand, given that, what is the issue besides, you know, the moral situation? Doesn't it seem this is against the, it doesn't seem against the law? And as a Christian, I don't mean, you know, I understand that everybody doesn't believe the same way that I do.
Sure.
But it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be able to enjoy things that they would like to enjoy. As you know, if I wanted to bring my children to a Bible story time, I would like to have the option to do that. So it just seems like everybody's being a little, you know, back and forth on it, and I don't want to be disrespectful to one group of people or the other.
Right.
Just wish, you know, we could have a little more respect for each other, but I'm a little lost as to where the big issue is, if there's like...
Well, let me simplify it for you, JT. The big issue, at least with me, is using a taxpayer-funded venue to promote a political agenda. For instance, what if the Ku Klux Klan wanted to put on an event at the library, and that would be voluntary, and you could bring the kids and hear what they had to say? Would that be in violation of community standards in some people's eyes? I think so.
Fair enough point with the tax. Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
I get that 100%.
I appreciate it. Thank you, JT. I appreciate the call. Ron is next. He is in Moore. Hello, Ron, and welcome to the program.
How you doing, Bobby, today?
So far, so good.
Yeah, I know you say that all the time. You think you're going to be able to play golf this weekend? It's supposed to rain again.
Yeah, I know it. Hey, you know, we're hardy souls. Golfers are tough. We'll get out there and slog our way around and lose as many titles as we can.
Okay, I just got one quick thing to say, and then I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
And, you know, all the talk about, you know, what's going on in Simpsonville at the library.
Yes.
Nobody's mentioned what kind of stories are these people going to tell these children if they go to that event?
That's a good question. I don't know what books they will be reading from. I assume something that comes from the left that promotes their agenda.
I know. It's like, you know, I just, you know, what kind of story books are you going to read these children?
Yeah, fair question. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate the call. Lou is next up. Lou is in Campobello, of course. Hi, Lou, and welcome to the show, as always.
Thanks, Bobby. You know, a lot of people are complaining about the story time in Simpsonville, and I guess the LGBT, I link it to a progressive party. And I'm not passing any judgment. The caller a couple calls ago, he was right. You know, I don't support it, but this is America, and people have a right to pursue whatever makes them happy. I don't like it at a public event. But you link the LGBT to the progressive, to, unfortunately, the Democratic Party,
right?
The new Democratic Party. And, you know, people are kind of appalled at this event in Simpsonville. But this is linked to a party, a political party, that cheered for the abortion and the murdering of little babies, not accepted it and said it's a necessary evil, but
right.
Cheered it.
Yes.
Once you'll cut a child or have a child taken out of the mother's womb, when it's almost full gestation, and you'll sell the parts like Planned Parenthood does.
Yes.
Does a man dressed as a woman reading at a store at a library really kick up all that much eyebrows after the abortion thing is celebrated?
Yeah, it's a fair question because it is, of course, more than just a question of degree. But I think both of these issues come back to what many view as a degradation of what used to be called community standards, that is a baseline for morality in the country?
Yeah, and you know, there's an old, you know, some people's morality are other people's friends.
Sure.
And understand that. And again, you know, our country was formed on people pursuing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So I don't think a government has the right to judge people by what they want to do. But certainly churches and the majority of people ought to be able to say what's right and wrong. And I'm telling you, my dad was a conservative Democrat, and I feel so bad he's rolling over in his grave. The perversity of this political group, it's stunning. But, you know, a man dressed as a woman reading a story in a library compared to aborting a child almost at full term, or a doctor in Virginia that gives birth, a woman gives birth, and then we're going to discuss
what
we're going to do with the baby. I used to be in another life a reserve deputy sheriff.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something. If a baby is born alive and the mother and the doctor discuss what they're going to do with it, to me, that's murder.
Yes.
And the woman, even though she's in a horrible position, and we need to make sure we support our women and not shoot our wounded, I mean, she's participating in the murder of that child.
Yep.
It's no different if you hire a hitman to kill somebody.
The sad truth is, what we're talking about here, essentially, one is obviously more extreme and egregious than the other, but we're talking about limbs of the same tree in promoting this progressive agenda, and that's obviously what the socialist Democrats in the country, AOC and the rest of them, the governor of Virginia, Northam, and the whole crew, that's what they're all about.
I hope your listeners realize we are one election away. We're one election away. When we're not going to have to fight to keep them out, we're going to have to fight to get back in.
Yeah, exactly correct. Ronald Reagan said it brilliantly decades ago, and he said we're one generation away from losing freedom. And that's exactly what the left is proposing, stripping you of your individual freedoms.
And they feel they're more intelligent than I am to decide what I want to do with my life. And boy, I'll tell you what, when you get to the point where the government feels that they know more about what you should do than you do, that's the most alarming thing other than the abortion issue that I could possibly think of.
Yeah, agreed. Thank you, Lou. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. 5:46, 14 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Member of the 27 Club, sadly, Jim Morrison, Doors. Don't you love her madly? Great to have you along here. Thursday, Valentine's Day on the Bobby Mack Show. Yeah, that's right. That's right. If you have not heard, this bulletin just in, it is Valentine's Day. Yeah. Let's get the doors out of the way so we can run our emergency declaration here.
This is a Valentine's Day alert. Valentine's Day alert.
Yep. So don't say we didn't warn you. All right. Now, there's a lot of questions about the president declaring a national emergency. Let me deal with this for just a second. I mentioned earlier he could reallocate military spending that's in the DOD budget. The president declares a national emergency for the border wall. Almost certainly there'll be challenges both in Congress and in the courts. But it's not entirely obvious that they would work, because we saw with the president's travel ban, he's often willing to do things and then let the courts figure out exactly where the line is and go ahead with what he wanted to do. Now, the National Emergencies Act contains a mechanism for Congress to overrule the president by passing a joint resolution, in both the House and the Senate. And with Democrats in control of the House, you would assume it would pass there easily, but not probably in the Senate. So that means that the Republicans would be able to stop it. There's another instance here, too. There's a 35-year-old court case. Congress might not be able to override the president that easily. 1983, INS, that's Immigration and Naturalization Service, versus CHADA. The Supreme Court decided that a one-house legislative veto violated the Constitution. And so after that, the National Emergencies Act was amended to require the joint resolution to override the president's declaration. Like a typical law, it would require a simple majority in the House and Senate and for the president to sign it. but obviously he's not going to sign a joint resolution to reject his own emergency declaration. So that means that Congress would need to override him with a two-thirds majority in each chamber. And I think it's safe to say that ain't going to happen. So their pathway to stopping the president's National Emergency Act is not necessarily a done deal, courts or otherwise. To the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Phones are jammed today, as you might imagine. Wes is in Greenville. Hi, Wes, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Bobby. You know, I wasn't able to listen a lot. I had shot you a text earlier, but, you know, with all of this hubbub, can I say quickly to the guy that called that said he was a Christian and he didn't really understand why all the hubbub over there, you know, real quick, all evil needs to thrive is for good people to do nothing. That would be my answer to that question. But number two, I went out to Webster's Dictionary. I have noticed that this man that's coming to read the books in drag loves to have people refer to him as her. Now, drag queen, the definition of drag queen is very simple. A man in women's clothes.
Right.
Okay? So if he wants to be referred to as a her, why is he referring to himself and his group as drag queens?
Well, they're trying to, and it's interesting that they would use that description of drag queens because more typically they refer to themselves as transgenders.
Correct. So he's way out of line, but I've noticed everybody just bows down and calls him her. You know, I mean, I guess there will the thought police come after us all if we don't.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely they will. You know, you'll be a homophobe, you'll be whatever other kind of phobe or ism you're guilty of.
Well, I can take the heat. He, him, and he.
Okay. Thank you, Wes. I think that covers the waterfront, as they say. Gary is next up. He is in Taylor's. Hi, Gary. Got about a minute for you.
Okay. Quick comment real quick. Everybody's been talking about you know, the drag queen thing.
Yes.
It's incrementalism. Basically, put the frog in the pot of water and you gradually turn it up. That's what it amounts to.
Yeah, and eventually you got for frog legs.
Exactly. The other thing, I'm as much concerned about this bill that President Trump is going to sign, not for the lack of wall funding,
right,
but all the other stuff in it
that
we got when we got Obamacare. You got to pass the bill to find out what's in it. That's what I'm concerned about. It's going to affect us for generations, for decades and generations down the road, that we're going to do all this for all these illegals, and we're going to go, how did we get here? What happened?
Well, your point's well taken. $1.35 billion for the wall. Also in this bill, $3.4 billion in refugee assistance. Don't misunderstand me. I love the Smithsonian Institution, but they're getting $1 billion as well.
Exactly. So when Chuck Schumer says, Mr. President, you got to sign this bill, you got to sign this bill, you got to sign this bill, you need to run the other direction.
Yeah, right, and quickly.
He's not our friend. He's not our friend. He's an enemy. He is promoting all this stuff, and he's from New York, and he's probably agreeing with the abortion issue. And he's not our friend.
Yeah, I would agree. He is not our friend. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate the call. Bonus hours on the way next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.